So within 4 or 5 mouse click, you think about it as you zoom in or you drill down to the short list of pages on the internet. So all that invisible web that you normally cannot get to by searching using a Google search engine finally opens up for you and very quickly allows you to get to that as a searcher on the internet.
Your big search engine not cutting it for you? Well, vertical search companies have popped up to provide the kind of detail that majors can't attain. Michael Johnson, John Furrier, and I, Jason Lopez, found a fascinating array of new search companies who are looking at the web in new ways. This in the first of 2 PodTech podcasts from the floor of the 2006 Demo Conference in Phoenix, Arizona.
I'm Doron Sherman, Director of Business Development for Raw Sugar. Raw Sugar is an internet service company, started about a year and a half ago by veterans of the software industry. What the company does is we provide a free service to web publishers to help their users navigate their sites and blogs.
Okay, so where would I see Raw Sugar on the internet?
Well, some sites that are using us currently, and we're in the process of recruiting more, for example, Uber Gizmo. It's the third most popular gadget site on the internet right now. Get about 700,000 page hits per month. And what they do is they add between 30 to 50 new pages per day to content on their site. And now they have thousands and thousands of blog entries that and they want to have people who visit their site find specific gadgets much easier than they can right now. And regular hosted search engines cannot do that. Raw Sugar has a much more effective solution for that.
What's interesting is that we're starting to hear about search. And it seemed like a year ago, or even before that, when Google went public, Google supposedly had the search engine business tied up, and that was all she wrote. We didn't really need any more. Why are we suddenly seeing these search engines that do specific things suddenly pop up?
Well, search is actually a very, very difficult problem. And I'll give you an example that Google and other similar search engines don't solve very well. Right now, actually, a fairly significant portion of the content on the internet is stored in small and medium-sized sites and blogs. And those are continue to proliferate. It's not just stored on a few large sites. So, for example, what Google does really well is if you search for, let's say, Palermo restaurant in Palo Alto, and you type that into the Google search box, voila, it gets you there no problem. But if you want to explore going to a restaurant tonight in Palo Alto with a certain ambience, maybe it's a romantic restaurant you want to take your wife, and you want a mid-priced restaurant, there's no way using current search engines to solve that problem. And what happens is that if you
you'll get the results where the word romantic is somewhere in the text, but it won't actually be a list of the kinds of restaurants you're thinking about. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Basically, if you type those keywords into Google, you will end up with a fairly long list of, let's say, nightlife review sites or anything that has to do with romance or anything that has to do with Palo Alto unrelated to restaurants. There's no way to tie all those parameters together in a very effective way. So, and many times, in fact, you're actually just exploring what's available. You need somebody to guide you through the web. So the way Raw Sugar works is that we go to those web publishers, the bloggers and the website owners, and we give them a free web-based tool to classify the content on their site. And then they publish a directory that is searchable and can easily be navigated by user. So, for example, if you go to Raw Sugar and you type Palo Alto restaurants, it will actually show you additional tags or topics that you can search on. For example, you would see a tag named ambience that would say romantic, family-oriented, etc. under Palo Alto restaurants. And then you can search for, oh, I want to go to a romantic restaurant with my wife. You click on romantic, it will give you the following list of choices that you can make. So within 4 or 5 mouse click, you think about it as you zoom in or you drill down to the short list of pages on the internet. So all that invisible web that you normally cannot get to by searching using a Google search engine finally opens up for you and very quickly allows you to get to that as a searcher on the internet.
Interesting. Very interesting stuff, Doron.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the podcast.
Welcome to the PodTech podcast here at Demo.
Thank you.
Hans Peter, welcome to the podcast. How do you say your last name for the record?
Brondbo.
So you're here with Plum, with Julie Ferris, and the relationship is?
We're married.
You're married. Okay, great. Get that out on the table. Husband and wife, that's really cool. She's known in the industry. You got a great background yourself and going back to MIT. Talk about Plum, your product, and then talk about how you got there and just how it all started.
Sure. We're very excited to be launching. You know, it's been about a year in the making. We've self-funded it. We're a virtual company, bootstrapped from Boston. My co-founder Margaret's out there, and I'm in San Francisco. And you know, it gets a family affair. Margaret's husband was actually coding until the last minute on some website stuff. You know, right before we launched, etc. You go back, the company, we actually started looking in the travel space. It's kind of an interesting little story. And then decided that there was these opportunities because when people travel, they want to collect stuff and make itineraries and pull stuff together. Thought it was a really interesting opportunity. So we started looking at that space, built a really cool prototype, and I said, you know what, this is a lot bigger. You know, people want to collect for everything, right? They want to collect for their weddings. They want to collect shopping lists. They want to collect, you know, as we did for planning for this conference, as they want to bring all the stuff together. But then we said, you know, not only do you want to bring it together, but you want to share it in interesting ways. And depending on how you want to share it, you know, or what you want to share it for, you share it in different ways. So what we allow you to do is collect, as we say, almost anything, web pages, emails, photos, podcasts, kind of make these collections, and then you can share them by basically putting a smart view on them. So you can turn them into a blog with one click, you can turn them into a list, you can turn them into a clipboard so you can arrange and organize them better. And so we have all these different, we have 9 different views when we launch that you can just add to your collection and it becomes...
And so you're launching.
We're launching.
You're actually launching.
We call it a private beta.
Private beta. But Demo Conference is all about launching. So
that's
you're officially launching here.
Yeah.
Plum. And the website is?
www.plum.com.
P-L-U-M. P-L-U-M. Great URL. How'd you score that one?
10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
So I actually I lived
that's going to say... Choice real estate.
I lived on Plum. Speaking of real estate, I lived on Plum Island, which is on the north shore of
near Newburyport.
Exactly, right up from Newburyport. For a winter, I spent a solitary winter up there, and I grabbed the domain. I fell in love with the place, and held on to it ever since.
Except in the summertime, the greenheads are brutal.
Yeah.
We digress. But anyway, so you're East Coast. You're bi-coastal with this operation. It's a family affair. Great. That's and that's the new model. As well, I mean, it used to be people were like, oh, I got to start a company a certain way. Not anymore. With the internet, the bi-coastal is not an issue, is it?
No, it's not really. Not really. I mean, there are times where you'd like to be able to go into a room and have a big whiteboard, but you know, we use IM like fiends. We're constantly, obviously, emailing. And
you're always connected. It's not.
We're always connected, and you know, it keeps our cost infrastructure really low. And what I think it's really allowed us to do is, you know, the great people don't necessarily live in my neighborhood or Margaret's neighborhood. The great people live where great people live, and increasingly they can live, you know, maybe in more lifestyle-oriented places. And so we can bring people into Plum. Who are have a good track record and have shown that they can work independently wherever they live. It's a really effective and good model, actually.
Talk about the trends that you see. Obviously, photos is clearly, you see a lot of stars with photos.
Yeah.
But now podcasts, any media is media.
Exactly.
So talk about some of the technical issues and some of the solutions that you've brought to the table with Plum and how they make it less complex for a user.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things we realized early on was that the application most people used to collect with, you know what that is? It's email. Right, I collect something, and it's the best use of, you know, it's a read-write application as well. It's really the only one that works. So I can receive an email. I see some cool pictures in it. Somebody's attached to the email, collected from their desktop, if you like. And then, you know, I can forward to somebody with a comment. But it's, you know, that wasn't what it was designed for. And once I've done that, I can't find it again. It gets lost. I can't really share it with a big group and kind of discuss stuff on it. So it's pretty limiting, yet it's the most effective application. So we said, well, what if we could make it as easy to share online as email, but kind of go beyond just photos and email. Go to anything. Go to a web page. You find an article you like. Well, shouldn't you be able to, with one click, just grab that article? And I'm not just talking about the link. I'm talking about the whole article. Put it in your little personal web archive, if you like. So we've built a very... you know, so extensible back-end infrastructure where you can attach properties to anything. Ultimately, my vision is I don't want to just be collecting articles, right? I want to be collecting or collecting web pages. I want to be collecting hotels. I want to be collecting restaurants. I want to be collecting cars. And so how do I collect a hotel? Well, it might be in the form of a picture. It might be in the form of a web page. It might be in the form of a video.
A review or a menu.
Exactly. And so these things should have, it should know that a restaurant's a restaurant. And then, you know, so we think the network, and this gets back to sort of the social dimension, is we think that the connections of the network is really important. So you can reach out into the network of other people collecting and then gather intelligence from that so that your collections become richer.
So where's Plum going? I mean, honestly, and talk about that in two areas. Talk about it in terms of where you see the venture going kind of down the road. And two, talk about within the industry the kind of partnerships you want to do.
So the first point in terms of, you know, where we are, you know, Plum's, you know, we're 10 people, we're a small company, we're self-funded, we're, you know, we've raised a little bit of angel money right now, so we're kind of ready to launch this for get people in and start telling us what they love about the product and what they hate, frankly.
Get some feedback.
Get some feedback.
Just engage, product marketing real time.
Exactly. Engage people out there and have them tell us. It's also built, by the way, sneak that in here, on an open API. So basically anybody who wants to match this thing up can do so in a really, you know, really powerful way. Got a bunch of APIs. So I think where the where the company's going is, you know, we're just getting this thing out there and getting people to start helping us, you know, really sort of tell us what's good and what's bad. Now, in terms of the industry, you know, you see a lot of innovation and interesting stuff going on in this space right now. And, you know, what I'm sort of fascinated by is, you know, what happens to the mainstream publishers in this world. So there's all these companies like around the Plum space. You know, we think we have a pretty unique and differentiated position in that space. But nevertheless, there are a lot of people who are, you know, doing social bookmarking. There are people who are doing blogging. And it's all about sort of remixing, right? It's taking existing content. So how does the New York Times feel about being remixed? You know, it's not their traditional model.
Well, I don't think they feel good about it.
They don't feel good about it. So what do you do? So we want to partner with those guys. I mean, if somebody comes into us and says, look, we're really not comfortable with you collecting our content and sharing it, we'll let people put it in their private collections, but we won't let them share it if the New York Times wouldn't want us to. So we're trying to walk this delicate balance.
So a professional remix type of capability.
Yeah, yeah.
If you will.
And so, you know, who do you want to partner with? Well, you want to partner with people who have interesting stuff that they want to let users actually share with each other. So it's kind of what we think of it as user-generated syndication. You know, it's if you think of the fact that any feed on the net, you know, RSS feed, Atom feed, can just become a live collection in Plum. And any Plum collection becomes a live feed. If I see, you know, so I'm following Gizmodo and Slashdot and a few other interesting collections. Well, I see a cool posting in Slashdot. I collect it in Plum. I add it to my own sort of favorites of the day. And then other people who use that and listen to that one, essentially, make that their collection in their feed reader, can see it.
Okay, final word for the folks out there who aren't here at Demo. What's the bumper sticker for Plum?
Well, Plum, collect, share, connect. Come help us make the thing real.
Plum.com.
Plum.com.
Choice name, right? Plum name. Good.
Thank you. And you know, just come talk to us about, you know, what you like, what you don't. We have a blog. We invite your input. And
Hans
feedback.
Is the founder of Plum. Thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you.
We are here at Demo 2006 in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm here with Tara Hunt, who is with the company Ria. Now, tell me a little bit about Ria.
So we're a photo search company that uses face and text recognition to look inside of the photos to mine metadata so that you can auto-tag your photos, making them a lot easier to find down the line.
Okay. So you upload the pictures. Now you have a bunch of them. They start to sort by face, and then it will just put them into groups, and then you can rename them later?
Well, how it works is as you upload your photo, it detects faces. It also detects text. So text is really helpful as well. We can talk about that in a minute. It detects the faces. And then, as Anne's demonstrating, which you can't see in a podcast, what you do is you go to a simple training page where you can select some faces and drag them to a tag that would name those faces to that person. You hit done, and Ria then goes through your entire photo set and finds the similar faces, returns them in a results page, says, are these the same person? You can cross out the false positives, and then it'll automatically tag the ones that you don't cross out to be that person. And then every photo that you upload subsequently to that.
So if people want to find out a little bit more about Ria, where can they go?
You can go to RIYA.com, Ria.com. There's a tour there. We have the beta releases coming up in a little while, so you can always drop us a line and try to get into the beta. Hopefully we'll be going public not too long after that. So.
This is going to be cross-platform as well? Is it PC and Macintosh, or is it browser-based?
Yeah, you can search and tag your photos and train your photos on both PC and Mac. Currently, the uploader only works on the PC, but we're working on a Mac uploader. I'm a Mac user myself, so I'm looking forward to that, too.
Great. I've been speaking with Tara Hunt from Riya, R-I-Y-A, facial recognition. It's a facial recognition system for organizing online photographs. And thanks for speaking with us on the podcast.
Thank you, Michael.